Okay, you two. Give us a hug.
Thanks so much for coming. I really hope you had fun. We haven't all done anything like this in ages. Oh, shut up. Like, I've never seen either of you put a show on for everyone. Yeah, at least I was a total slut with my boyfriend of long standing. So. Anyway, I think that's your Uber pulling up. Be safe getting home, okay? All right. Bye, guys. Thanks again. Oh, my goodness. Finally. Bridget and Em are always the last to leave anywhere. Those two just can't get enough. But anyway, it looks like it's just the two of us. Oh, why so sad? Were you maybe expecting someone to stick around? Well, don't lose hope, Pumpkin Pie. For all you know, I might have given someone instructions to, I don't know, make themselves scarce, just to circle back around. And now you look so frightened. You're not worried that a certain birthday wish is going to pull a monkey's paw on you, are you? Baby, sweetie, you know that's half the fun with our little games. So let's think positive and hope for the best. Tonight could still turn out to be really, really fun for you. So, why don't you strip for me? Atta boy. Take it all off. I barely had a chance to see you in your new cage tonight. There it is. I almost forgot the whole thing is solid steel. Such a shame. I love being able to watch that little guy straining against his bars when you wear your everyday cage. But knowing that the inside of this one is lined all over with spikes. Tell me, sweet pumpkin. Does it hurt much? Yeah. Good. I love hurting you so. So much. You know why? Because you trust me to. You really are such a sweet boy. I wouldn't be so cruel to you if you weren't. You know that, right? I wouldn't be standing here, massaging these tight balls of yours, knowing that it must feel so, so good. So good that your ass is probably clenching that butt plug all over again. so good that your poor trapped cock must be getting hard, or trying to, and just screaming in pain with all those spikes digging back in. It just wouldn't be any fun at all if you were a total douchebag. No, no, no. It's fun because you're perfect. I really couldn't ask for anyone better. I love you so much, sweetie. And that's why I'm going to squeeze them. That's it. Good boy. Keep still. Keep quiet. Trust me to hurt you until you can't take it anymore. And then just a little bit more. There. See? I know the signs. I know your limits. I know just how far to push you past them. Honestly, babe, isn't this the most intimate you've ever felt with someone? It is for me. That's why I'm making your birthday wish come true. Because I think we've built that sort of trust. So come on, let's get you ready for our first threesome. No talking. Just follow me, and I'll tell you how it's going to be. Ugh, this place is such a wreck. Now I remember why we stopped throwing parties. Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. First, let me just slip these panties off. Shit. Oopsie. Nearly lost my balance there. Here, give me your shoulder so I can step out of these. Yeah, I guess I'm still feeling that tequila just a little. Okay, there we go. Now here. Put them on. Oh, come on now. They're just panties. Just some lacy cotton. No different than your boxers on a molecular level. And really, I only want you in them because of the vibrator inside. But if you're going to be a sissy about it, believe me, I'll totally go there. Yay, that a boy. Pull him up. Yeah. Okay, now turn around. Let me see those cheeks. Oh my. That little ring of light. The one around the plug's power button. It's glowing right through those panties. Okay. Now. Down on all fours. I'm gonna go grab just one more thing for you to wear for me tonight. Here it is. Okay, now brace yourself. I'm going to take a seat on my slave boy's back while I put his hood on. Mm-hmm. That hood. See, I've been thinking. I know that one of the most important things about being someone's mistress is keeping your word. Whenever you lay down ground rules, you have to stick to them. Otherwise, you'll just confuse your slave. If you train him to think that you're going to keep making exceptions, you're only going to deny them the chance to be truly obedient. But I was thinking. Here, lift your head a little bit. Good boy. I just need to tighten these laces in the back. There we are. How's that? Can you breathe okay? Yeah. Can you see anything? Be honest. No? Okay. Perfect. Now let me just snick this little lock shut so there's no taking this thing off. You're so good for me. Do you like being my little pony? Now, here, I'm getting off you. And you just reach out to your left and find the bed. There you go. Climb on up, pumpkin. Lay on your back. There you go. Scooch a little bit more to your left. You're still a little off center. Keep going. Keep going. A little more. There. There. Stop. Stop. That's perfect. And now it's time to pull these restraints out from under and strap my good boy down. Like I was saying, though, I was thinking about the ground rules that I set tonight. And I know I said that you only had the one shot at guessing who our mystery guest was, or guests were, whoever was playing with the remotes to your plug, and that little buzzy toy in my panties. And then if you guessed wrong, you'd have to wear that cage to bed tonight. Oh, and by the way, you guessed wrong, babe. It wasn't Liz at all. But anyway, as fun as that idea is, this is your first time wearing it, and as much as I love hurting you, I don't know how safe it'd be to make you wear it that long, at least not yet. So, bit of good news number one is I'm going to take it off you in a bit. And the second bit of good news is, well, they're all strapped in. Wiggle around for me, pumpkin. Test your restraints. You can barely move at all, huh? Just enough to show signs of struggle. Okay, hold on. I'm just going to peel the dress off. There. And now climb on top of you. And settle down just like before. Right on your lap. And now I'm just going to send one little text.
So, like I said, I may have told someone to skedaddle for a hot sec and then come back. And the range on those remotes isn't that far. So I guess that means... Yep. I think I just heard the front door. I guess I forgot to lock it. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, right. Right. The rules to our little game. You had one chance to guess who was fucking with us all night. Revving these babies up whenever they damn well pleased. Making a mess of us right in front of all of our other guests. And if you guessed right, then they'd be joining us for a little after party. But if you guessed wrong, well, that would be the closest you'd come to the threesome of your dreams. But honestly, after being edged all night, after planning all this for weeks and getting more and more excited for it, I was a little let down when you guessed wrong. I mean, Liz was a good guess. I did ask her if she wanted to join us. Oh, baby. It didn't occur to you that I might have to ask more than one person before I found someone who'd say yes? Oh, someone thinks he's such a draw. That's cute. And not half wrong. It's not that Liz wasn't intrigued. She was. But I told you, she doesn't really get a relationship like ours. And she felt weird joining us when she doesn't understand it. She didn't want to upset things between us. She was really rather sweet about saying no. Actually, it took me a few tries to find our special friend here. Speaking of whom... Hey there. Come on in. So, yeah. you're in luck. Because this threesome's on, pumpkin pie. Only there has to be some kind of catch for you guessing wrong, right? Or maybe even a couple catches. So, first, before I unlock you, before I free you from all those spikes biting into your poor cock, our friend here is finally going to make me come after teasing us all night. They're going to get me nice and wet and soaked for you. Because this isn't the last time I'll be coming. Don't worry, pumpkin. Trust me. This isn't gonna take long at all. I mean, forget the physical stimulation. The control they've had over both of us all night long. Fuck. I haven't had a night like this ever. And I've been fucking loving it. You and me, talking to whomever, together, or across the room from each other, and then, buzz, trying to contain ourselves, scrambling to stay composed, pretending we're not being drilled. And praying to God that no one can hear these little motors. They probably could, though. I can hear yours just fine. And the fact that other people definitely knew exactly what was happening. The few said, you know, we're not quite comfortable with a threesome, but we'll still totally come to your party and watch what happens. Fuck, baby. How could I deny myself after that? Shit. Does this hurt much, baby? Yeah. Tell me how much it hurts. It's okay. You can cry if you want to. Don't be a big man and hold it all in. Be my good boy and let it all out. You know I only hurt you so I can make you feel all better, right? Isn't that what makes this fun? Because the more I hurt you, the better I'm going to make you feel. That's it. Cry for me. Cry for me. Enjoy the pain because you know where that cock's going next. And it's going to feel so, so good. Oh God. Oh my God. Oh, I can't believe I had to convince myself to do this for you. Oh, this is seriously one of the best nights of my life. Oh God. Oh. Okay. I have the key right here, baby. I'm gonna take this thing off you. Okay, alright, feel this, hun? Me pulling this cage out of your panties. Sorry, my panties. Okay, here's the key, baby. I love how the bass ring on this one has a hinge, so I can just whip it right off of you. Careful with the cage, though. Careful with. There we go. And see? Well, no, I guess you can't. But no blood, no cuts. So now we know that you can wear it this long at least. Next time we'll try for longer. But for now, though, let's coax this guy to life. Those spikes did leave such angry-looking divots all over. Let me kiss them and make them all better. Just a tease, though. Just nice little licks. Wouldn't want you to blow your load now. Now would we? Just some soft, wet kisses. Where it hurts. Oh, and maybe just a little dip down my throat. Jeez, babe. You're pouring pre-cum. To do this while we're both set. We don't need any lube at all, do we? Okay, ready? Does that feel better? My tight, wet pussy wrapped around your cock. How sensitive it must be. Can you feel every drop of juice coursing down your shaft? Keep your mouth shut under that hood. Don't worry. I'm gonna take it nice and slow to start. We're going to take it nice and slow to start. You and I might not need any lube, but our friend here, they're going to need lots. Because I have a fantasy too, you know? Dirty, nasty fantasy, just like yours. One that your fantasy happens to mesh quite nicely with. See, I've always wondered what it must feel like to have two cocks inside me, both at once. It's why I'm breaking my own rules. Because I just couldn't let this opportunity slide by. Oh my god. And now it's finally happening. They have their tip pressed right up against my other hole. They're inside me. Just a bit. Going deeper. Deep enough to let go. And hold me by the hips. And you, baby, my sweet pumpkin pie, my sweet little slave, you don't get to know who it is. Not tonight. That's the other catch. You just have to lie there. And wonder which one of our friends is making your darling, loving girlfriend's DP fantasy come true. Can you feel it? Can you feel it, baby? That other cock inside me. Do you feel it pushing in? Pulling out? Fucking me right on top of you? What do you think? Is that 8 inches of silicone on the other side of that wall? Or is it one of your guy friends fucking me up the ass? Oh yeah, take me, fucking take me. It's like they're fucking both of us. I'm not doing a thing. Oh, but your cock.
Oh, holy fuck. I feel you both so deep inside me. Holy fuck. Shit. Oh, they're... They're on their feet now. They got me by the hair. This is so intense. So fucking intense. And you, don't pretend you aren't fucking loving this. I haven't heard a certain safety word. I haven't seen a safety sign from those fingers. And I don't feel that cock going limp. Not at all. Oh, I feel how close you are. You're going to come. You know you are. You're going to come inside me. And maybe they are too. Oh, God. I feel someone coming. Oh, squirt for me, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, you driving me over the fucking edge. Oh shit. Oh, fucking wrecked.
so much for doing this. You don't know what it means to us. Just, thank you. Oh, hey, before you go, here's the key.
Happy birthday, pumpkin pie. Did you enjoy your present? Yeah, I can tell you did. I'm not going anywhere. Not just yet. I love feeling a twitch inside me. I feel so empty on the other side. It's so nice to still feel full for a minute. You know, this gift, it doesn't end tonight, love. You still have a guessing game to play. Well, as you can probably tell, I enjoyed your present too. And like I said before, because you trust me so much. Well, that only makes me trust you even more. You know, works both ways. So this isn't the last time. Now, exactly when it'll be, when we play with our dear friend next, that's up to me. And when you get to come again, well, that'll be up to you. See, they just left with your key. That's right. So, in a little bit, I'm going to leave you here, just like this, and take a shower, and wash away all the evidence, all the lube, and, well, whatever other fluids might be back there. And maybe by then, this guy inside me will be soft enough to stuff into your everyday cage. And after that, well, I'm thinking, each week you get to make a guess. Maybe we'll make it like a fun little ceremony. We'll buy some cute stationery and you'll write down who you think it is on a little card. And then tuck it into the little envelope. And you'll present it to me on a Friday Eve. And when you finally guess right, no more head for you. Until then, though, every time you guess wrong, you go back in your hood. And they come over to unlock you. Just to switch you into the spiky cage again. Till they leave. And then we'll all have some fun. Just like tonight. Well, not quite like tonight. But we'll definitely have fun. Don't you think? Yeah, you do, my sweet subby boy. Now thank me for being so good to you. Yeah, that's it. Over and over again. I'm just gonna rock my hips a bit and give this cock a few last little treats. A few last little strokes for the very last time until you finally guess right. I guess I shouldn't have invited so many people over, huh? Come on, you. I'll go a little faster. You think you can manage another load? Oh, you shouldn't have leaked all that pre-cum. I don't know if you'll have anything left to squirt. Yeah, that's it. Beg me to keep going. Beg me to go faster. Five. That's right. Countdown time. You think you can manage? Four. You can count. You know what comes next. Three. Better think some dirty thoughts real quick, boy. Two. Imagine one of my girlfriends plowing me out with a strap-on. Or one of your guy friends smirking at you for weeks to come while he plays with your key in his pocket. One. Sorry, babe. That was your chance. I'm off to get cleaned up. You... Now he's coming. Aw. That's perfect. That's perfect. One last ruined orgasm for you. Okay, pumpkin, you just enjoy that. I'm gonna go shower and then we'll snuggle. And I think I'll keep you just like this while I cuddle you all night. Be back soon. And baby, happy birthday. Say, I think they left with the remotes. Oh well. I guess the batteries will die out eventually. See you in a bit.